What wasn't shown in the videos that have circled around the social media is there were multiple individuals in that crowd who were working to start a fight. Again, thousands of people, many of them there just wanting to express and mourn and grieve, fight for change, make their voices heard. But there were people in that crowd who did not have that intent. And at one point, you know, as the crowd was pushing forward to surge toward the fence line, officers didn't give the dispersal order warning, and they just took the necessary steps to hold the fence line. I have done a thorough review of both our policies and the Seattle Municipal Code to make sure that we were in compliance from my perspective, but certainly that will be reviewed once again by Andrew Meyerberg, who's the director of the Office of Police Accountability. So after that, several groups began causing chaos amongst the many people who had just come there to peacefully have their voices heard. They were throwing projectiles, including chunks of concrete, and one officer took a chunk of concrete to the eye, and it may have damaged his sight permanently. We're not sure at this point. While we were facilitating that march, we had a group of around 200 or so at University Village with a clear intent of vandalizing the property. They were using tactics to test our deployment, to draw us away up to the Ave, and even used a drone to survey all of our movements, something that we as police are not allowed to do, even in an emergency like this. Overall, across the day, we made 11 arrests.